Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Ditch the gas station energy drinks and overpriced coffee. CartoMax Energy Intensifier will give you the clean, great-tasting boost your day needs. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CartoMax Energy Intensifier is packed with B3, B6, and B12 vitamins, caffeine, and BCAAs to keep you dialed in throughout your day. Use the promo code Nooners to get 30% off your next 4 orders at CartoMax.com. That's CartoMax.com.
Helping you achieve your max.
I said it faster, but you won. Hi, everyone. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time.
It was great, right?
It was. Yeah. I had a good time at Dan's, actually.
Yeah,
it was an enjoyable little
get-together. You were having a normal Thanksgiving. And that's what I tried to explain to everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, if there's anyone in the office... Mm-hmm.
He lives down the street from Dan's, though.
I know, but like... You know, excuse. When you're real normal and stuff, usually it's family, couple different families.
It was only this year because the baby was born, and it was just like the siblings came in town to meet the baby.
Dan, calm down. Yeah. Dan, I knew you guys were going to fight about the baby today.
Dan just hates this fucking baby.
Hates it. That's all he talked about at Thanksgiving, can I tell you? That's all he talked about.
Yeah, I was just trashing your baby.
I believe it.
Really was just like, what can I do to, I mean... You've never even met the baby.
I don't want to meet the baby.
He doesn't want to. The next time he comes over to my house, I'm gonna make him hold the baby. I'm gonna be like, oh, I got diarrhea. Can we just take it real quick?
Now, can I tell you something? The way that he was talking, I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
I would drop the baby.
Because it was real. It got to an uncomfortable place.
Got pretty dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, and look, he would say it to your face. So
that's true.
And I think he does right now, quite often. He says it to your face. But yeah, you had the baby, so people had to come to you, right?
Yeah.
All the families.
And I just wanted all the siblings to like visit at once, so you don't have to like entertain them individually. Let's just get out of the way. They can distract each other. I don't have to fucking deal with it.
Same.
Yeah.
Once you have a kid, that's the other thing, is you can just be like, I'm not traveling.
Yeah.
And you're just going to come. You're going to do all the stuff, right?
It's
that we used to do. Like, I'm sure that you and Courtney used to like, you know, get your fuck, slept your shit. Get time off work, go to all these things. Now you're like, nope.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby.
Pretty much. We are going to Hawaii in February. That's the only trip away from the baby we're taking for a while.
Oh my gosh.
Got a wedding.
That's early. How
did
old?
You get that pre-approved by HR?
You know, I'm as a father, I will speak to HR and
Ross is HR, so you're fine, I think. can you imagine?
What?
Ross is like actually HR,
right?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically. I was HR for a bit. Now it's Dan's dog.
Yeah,
I believe.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so
one of the Boston Terriers.
We're passing the buck.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun. From everything I understand about your child, very calm,
extremely.
Someone will have no problem.
Yeah, just grandma's coming in town. She'll fucking watch it. She'll fucking watch him.
Think he'll just fucking sleep
pretty much
the whole time.
He doesn't ever know who's holding him. Ugh. He doesn't ever care who's holding him.
This is the time, like, I don't understand when people like don't do those kind of things when the kids are like really young.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know. Yeah. They don't know. You're not leaving, you know what I mean? You're not leaving them. They're not crying for you. They don't understand what's happening, right? It's when they're like two or three, when they're throwing themselves on the ground of like, oh my God, I'm traumatized that you're leaving.
Right.
That's when people are taking all the trips.
When they think they're being abandoned, they'll be an orphan.
Sure. So yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving. Ross is doing good.
Well, is he?
Because he's a dream patient.
I'm just going to ask about just the Ohio State situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was a major medical setback. that was a medical setback. I had to go in and be like, "How's the heart rate monitor?" Or I texted him, "How's your heart rate monitor?" And he was like, "It's in the street along with the TV." So TV is like being ripped off the wall. That was a even I watched it and even I was like, dang, this is fucked up. Like, right? It was fucked up with the snow and everything. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
This is just a nightmare. I'm thinking about the people that are there in that, you know, because it wasn't Ohio State, right?
It was in Michigan, yeah.
It was in Michigan.
Yeah.
So it was just like the thinking of like the people that traveled, like Ohio State fans,
yeah.
And that weather and that score. I mean, my Lord. So yeah, set back a little bit, but he is coming home this week and doing well. So there's your update, you fucking filthy.
Sean's got to get working on that montage of the "I'm coming home, coming
I know.
Home."
Tell I know. The world I'm I didn't take many home. Videos, unfortunately. But I do have some pics. Maybe you can weave in there. And then I might do a video of him like leaving. He would kill me. But it would be a real fun. Joel wanted to do one too. He was like, just get pictures, get video. I'm like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for premium content, but my Lord. So let's talk. We're going to talk about a couple. There's not a whole lot going on, guys. You know, the Thanksgiving holiday really slows things down for us news-wise. But what should we talk about first? Let's talk about this thirsty. We are going to get to the Kanye. But let's talk about this thirsty-ass couple who I used to really be into. I used to really, you know, I really loved their situation, J-Lo and Ben Affleck. I love a return. I love a recycling season. It was really the epitome of recycling season. The reboot. Like I was really liking it. It came at a time that I really needed it, right? Mm-hmm. A-Rod, by the way, is just like going further and further downhill into his male makeup line, and every picture, you know, looks worse than the last. So she's winning.
Yeah, well, A-Rod is a mannequin that only came three quarters to life.
God, it's just like, and I remember, that was good, Bob. But I remember him from the Yankees, hated him on the Yankees, but I remember him being like, you know, pretty good looking.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those people that when he talks, when he smiles, all of these, it just completely goes away.
Yeah.
It's a very weird thing that from behind with the baseball and like walking up to the mat, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Walking up to the plate, hot. Turning around, talking about anything, anytime anything comes out of his mouth, it's all just fucking gone. So I'm happy that these two are together. Now listen, they did a charity food drive. This is going to take me into a couple different things, but Ben Affleck, you know, we heard all about their Thanksgiving plans. Like, we give a fuck. Like, they just really, the publicist is leaking the most boring shit. But Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez host a food drive with their kids. Now, I'm all for doing some charity Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, and especially if you're a celebrity, like go to the place and like serve food.
Right.
That's cool, right? It'll make people.
I think go to our Instagram bio. You'll see buying presents for families that can't afford presents.
Yes. And it's an email. I'll probably say it at some point, but it's an email that you go to.
Okay.
I want to say, I'll figure it out. It's something at Tetherball or at Drinking Bros. But if you go to the email and you get Amazon gift cards, right?
Yeah.
And it goes to, you know, veteran families, anyone in need, stuff like that, right? It's not huge, but we're going to help some people out, right?
Sooner the better with the supply chain too.
So if we could get those going. Yeah. So I'm all for that, right? But it just seems like if we could put this picture, is the picture up?
I got J-Lo.
So let's put up this picture of J-Lo doing the food drive. And
what is this feed bag?
Right? So what are you delivering, right? And then you're trying to tell me that the best way that you can get, the best way that you used your millions of dollars, the best way to get those big bags in is with J-Lo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carrying them, and she would come out. There's video of it, but it's like, I don't want us to get flagged. But there's video of her like in her high heels, walking out to the truck, picking up the big bag, slowly bringing it in. So you're trying to tell me.
Those are her work heels.
Those are her work heels. But you're trying to tell me, Ben and J-Lo, this was the best use of this whole situation, right? This was the best use of your resources.
Right.
Invite people, tell the paparazzi you're going to be somewhere and make sure they only have them each with one bag.
Yeah.
Okay. One bag.
They're only doing one take for this.
They're only doing one take. Now, it would have been real fucking cool if they just delivered all the food, right? And they had people, you know, people that were trained to do that, were able to get that food in there quickly. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Right?
They can just stand there and be like, we paid for all this. And people would be like, yeah, that's fine. You paid for all that. I don't expect you to carry it.
I just don't understand how you're not embarrassed. I don't understand how people are not embarrassed about the things they're doing. So now look, if I were to donate this kind of thing, I would want people to know. I'm never going to do an anonymous donation, like, duh. But someone would know, but I would like it to be kind of like under wraps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where like somebody tells somebody and then you're like, yeah, that was me, right?
Right.
I want the right people to know.
Yeah.
But I don't want everyone to know because then that kind of goes to this place.
You want people to be like, oh yeah, I heard like Jesse Wiseman donates to like all these charities. Not like this, a photo of you being retweeted 1,000 times.
And I'm carrying like, you know, I'm paying for someone to build this house and I'm the one carrying like a stack
of hammer.
Yeah. That's not the best use of like
right
my whatever.
I mean, Jimmy,
it's money.
Jimmy Carter pulled it off, but usually it doesn't really.
Right. And look, that's all they're supposed to do is the ceremonial, like, ding, ding, you know, with the nail. But this to me just seems like, again, maybe if you went and like were serving the food at this place, right? And kind of made everybody happy. And even that to me would be less thirsty. Cause you're just like, look, I know I am a celebrity. Let me brighten these people's day by having J-Lo like slop some, you know, mashed potatoes on their plate, right? Mm-hmm. Even that, I'm like, that's a good use of your time. Not J-Lo carrying, I don't know how heavy this fucking bag is, where she's taking it, but that really is the best situation that they could come up with.
I swear to God, it looks like a livestock, like feed bag.
Looks like a feed bag or rice or like, what are we donating here? And then it's like the kids are there. See, kids,
we did it.
And they're like, "What are the guys doing that came? They're gonna get the rest. Yeah. We're just gonna get one bag. See those people taking pictures? We just get one bag. We take it in.
We did it. I mean, it's nice of them to pay for it, though.
It's really nice of them to pay for it.
Yeah,
right. But it would have been way fucking cooler if they just paid for it and had it delivered in a real efficient way. Do you know what I mean? Like that would have been great.
Yeah.
Instead of all of this bullshit. Just but kidding. Look, I didn't do it. So
Right.
I didn't do it. I didn't donate.
You spike that football however you want.
However you want. But I will say this thirsty couple, we have not seen the last of their. It's going to be a new mindless news segment.
Yeah.
I forget who else. I think it's like Tariq El Moussa and his fucking fiance, the guy from Flipper Flop. He was the last mindless news where they're just like, Tariq El Moussa has celiac disease. And it's like, who fucking, you know what I mean?
So
like,
he can't eat gluten?
So you're just like, they're just like putting out like, oh, they're sending their kids off to camp. And it's like, who are you talking to?
Right.
Who is the audience that is like, what are they up to?
What is Tariq doing?
What are they doing? So they're going to be the new mindless news where it's like, they went, Halloween, they went trick-or-treating. You're like, cool.
Yeah.
They had a great time. Front page, People Magazine. They had a great time on Thanksgiving. It is a slow news day.
Thanksgiving is always slow. Nothing happens on Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about it. Talk to Ross about it. I mean, he was literally sitting there. The hospital was closed. I mean, it shut down. And good for them. Look, not talking shit, but Lord. So I just wanted to highlight their charity and good for them. And I think they did it in the best way, the best way possible. One more bit of Thanksgiving news. Can we find the Demi Gelato? Not my name, but I will take it. Demi Gelato Thanksgiving post that people decided to meme with the Thanksgiving turkey that she posted later that night. So this is earlier, right? So this is maybe last year or something. We've got the longer hair. She's not quite as aggressive. No, but this is right. This is right. So this is the first one that people juxtaposed against the turkey that she posted this year, right? So if we could get up that first picture. Yes. So there she is. There she is. I'm sure the caption is something like, not everybody wants to eat turkeys. You know, these are my friends. I'm not eating turkey this year or blah, blah, blah. Pandering, vegan baiting. Well, is vegan baiting a thing?
Maybe. But it was actually a few votes away from being the national bird. So we wouldn't be eating Thanksgiving turkeys if that was the case.
Really?
We'd be having Thanksgiving bald eagles.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that. I was hoping it would just be like, oh, cool, Thanksgiving brisket. Like, can we be done with pretending that we like turkey?
I'm there. I made
You're
a turkey.
There. Yeah,
Rob made his turkey. He brined it. I didn't. Same result. It doesn't matter what you do to the turkey.
Doesn't matter what you do.
It is still turkey.
Yep.
Still turkey. And even if you... Now, the only like juicy bite you may get is the first one, but it sits there for 5 minutes, it's completely done. Every turkey's the same after that.
The best part's the skin. That's where all the...
Exactly.
Where you put all your flavored butter and whatever on.
Right.
Only goes on the skin.
Only goes on
the skin. It only goes on the skin.
It doesn't matter if you you dump as much sticks of butter into the actual
Yeah, those people like put it crevice. Under. It's like nothing's, that's not going to do anything.
No.
And in order to get a crispy skin, the meat has to taste like dog shit. So it's like, what do you, you know, it's really a Sophie's choice. So yeah, so then you have this juxtaposed next to the turkey that she posted this year. Which is, again, I mean, it's
last
I'm
year.
Thankful. This was last year?
No, no. Last year she chose compassion, according to the farm sanctuary. Compassion. This year she chose violence.
Yep. This year she chose violence. But that skin, guys, if we're going to really talk about it, it looks crispy.
Yeah.
Looks like I would take a little piece of that skin.
100%.
I'm thankful for all of you. Blackheart. Interesting.
She's got a little goth streak to her.
We went Blackheart. Okay. I'm choosing compassion. And look, we cannot... I was saying that Demi Lovato, I hate that I know anything about her. I hate that I give a shit, but I do. Every time I see Demi Lovato trending, I just go, the thing I love about it is you have no idea what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to be in a relationship with an alien. She's like,
trying to call him an alien.
She's what?
That's offensive, right?
An extraterrestrial.
Oh, sorry. She wants to be in a relationship with an extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much harder. Can I say E.T.?
Yeah, I think you say E.T.
Well, maybe.
Well, that might be their word.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I open it because she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
I think she knows exactly what she's doing. Before, I wasn't sure if she was just insane or really, really smart. And... it might be the latter, right?
Forgive me for kind of my stupidity, but is she a musician?
I know.
Does she make music?
Remember when she used to sing? Yeah, she was a singer. Mm-hmm. Not a musician, but a singer.
Yeah.
Okay, she makes music though, right?
She started out as a Disney actress.
Yeah.
And then, I love Camp Rock.
But that's a good point, Dan. That's a good point, because there's a lot of people a certain age that wouldn't even know her as a singer anymore, right?
They would just know her as... this.
This. They're always like, why are we always talking about Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Was she...
what did she do?
Something? Yeah, that is a good point. That is a good point. What were we also talking about?
Earlier?
Oh, yeah, about moving.
Yeah.
What?
Got in a big argument about where we would move the company.
Theoretically. Well,
theoretically.
Not even,
and
not
we
even
want
to
say...
company. I'm just saying, like, what are some of the cities you would actually want to move to at this point?
Right. Because, you know, whatever. It's fine here. Austin's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But Omicron or whatever.
It's getting worse.
What is it going to be like?
I've been here for a decade.
What is life going to be like? And so I was thinking, I was like, Dan would never leave.
Yeah, right.
You were the first one that's like, let's get the fuck out of here, right? And I was
stone.
Like, okay, where would you go? What was the first thing you said?
First place I would go?
Yeah.
Well... New Orleans is probably one.
One.
Nevada, I'd mess with that.
Weirdly, when you say Nevada, you just mean Vegas or outside of Vegas.
Outside of Vegas, yeah.
I think we would have to be, yeah.
Kind of a wild card is Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ugh, why?
Well, now listen. Now listen. You know that's never going to happen.
Right. I know. It's like small Columbus? Town, Michigan, a lot of good golf courses there.
Columbus?
No.
A lot of good golf courses you can play 4 months out of the year.
Columbus is the shit. It's the shit.
I'm not going to Ohio. Atlanta's a nice city. I like Atlanta a lot.
I would do Atlanta.
What the fuck? This is nothing what you said before. This is not at all what you said before.
True. But I would also, obviously I would go back to Florida in a heartbeat.
You would go back to Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
San Diego is the only California town I would go to. But San Diego is also my favorite city in America. So.
Okay. We said Colorado. No, that's everybody's first thing. What about Colorado?
No,
why?
Fucking.
You've never even really spent that much time there. You've just heard people talk about
right.
it. Do you know what I mean?
Great place so to what? Visit. Great place to have a second home.
Sure.
I don't want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I just fucking don't.
That's where Kurt Russell lives, though.
Ooh, got to get daddy while you can.
This is Kurt Russell season, by the way. Anytime it's like a cozy Christmassy vibe. Kurt Russell all the way.
Because
he's in Colorado drinking wine by his fire, you know, fireplace, outdoor fireplace in Colorado. He is Santa Claus to me. I don't know if anyone can see. Mm.
Did you watch his movie where he is Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
And one and two.
Didn't like two as much, but Christmas Chronicles one.
I didn't like two either.
Two, yeah. We don't need two.
Sexy Santa sleigh ride. Okay. It was a sexy sleigh ride.
He just kept his beard from Hateful Eight.
Oh, it was so good. So good. So it's Kurt Russell season. Colorado, no.
Wyoming, I would do Wyoming. In a heartbeat, too. Wyoming's beautiful.
Right.
You're just living on top of a super volcano, though.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you rather just get blown to smithereens than just die from like ash that covers the rest of the country?
I'd take my chances with the ash.
Think about it, Bob.
It's fair.
Oh, yeah. So I said Ventura. Everyone's like, what? Where? Or San Diego. Wilmington. You know, like I was thinking I wanted to move back, and then I was like, nobody would move there.
Nope. Yeah.
Not a chance. No, I'm not going to North Carolina.
It's gorgeous.
No, it's not.
There's no point.
Yes, it is gorgeous.
There's no point to living in North Carolina. No.
Why?
I don't know. It's
just, no, thank you.
It's just a whatever state.
If we're going to North Carolina, I guess Boone. Let's go to Boone.
You're going to go in the fucking mountains?
Yeah.
Ugh. God, let's go to Park City.
I mean, I've heard Charlotte's like kind of a fun up-and-coming city.
Meh.
I would do, Charleston, actually. Charleston's one of my favorite cities in the country, so South
That's
Carolina.
What I would do.
Yeah.
100%.
Charleston's dope.
Yep. Yep. For sure. And we're all super white.
Yeah.
So we are G to G. Everybody would be like, whoa, what's your family? You know what I mean? What's the family name? We could make something up, right? I'm Jersey Mike's kid. Thrown to the Jersey Mike heir. Now that.
They'd respect that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess
you can't really trace that back.
The point of you guys moving to Austin and us having jobs now is having people come into the studio, like a city that people travel to.
Yeah. When's the last time that happened?
I guess we gotta factor that in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is why I said New York City.
Oh, that's right.
I'll quit
Bob
on the spot.
And I will be in New York City.
I will quit on the spot.
Yeah. Home of Broadway.
That's where I'm retiring.
New York is trash. It is by far
it
the worst city in
It is literal trash.
It is terrible.
But how fun, right?
It's not fun.
Literal trash.
Such a life.
Oh,
no. Fancy. Only on Manhattan, though. If we get an office in Queens or some shit. I'm...
No. No, or Brooklyn or any of that fucking bullshit.
Fuck
Brooklyn.
No. There was a Manhattan.
Point, do you know this? There was a point when, so the Grand X layoffs first wave, and we were like kind of flirting with Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
Half the reason we didn't go is because it's in New York.
I know, but I will say their
insane.
Fucking offices are amazing what? There.
I no longer feel bad for a single day of your unemployment.
Well, also, if that's why. Also, Bush lowballed us, where they asked like how much money would we want to go to New York City, and Bush said $35,000.
That's because Bush doesn't know anything. That's
Bush is a different kind of breed, though.
Yeah, he could live off that.
Person. Nobody knows Bush. Speaking of New York, you know, guys, no one knows Bush. So speaking of New York, we also talked about it Thanksgiving. Bob, did you see Tick Tick Boom or whatever on Netflix?
No.
About the guy that wrote Rent?
No,
the musical?
No. I didn't see it.
Did you see a trailer for it?
I haven't even seen a trailer for it.
Shut up.
I know. I'm not a big Rent fan.
You're not a what?
Not a big Rent fan.
Yeah, but it's theater.
I know.
It's Broadway.
The lights.
As soon as I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, Bob's watching this night one. West Side Story is out?
No, it's out in December.
Oh.
So couple
they're
like a
really
week or two.
Push. They're doing a lot of press for it right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. The big push. There's a lot of big Christmas movies, and that's one of them. That's like the Christmas like prestige movie that's coming out.
Spider-Man's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also on Netflix, thought of Bob. Colton,
which
Colton Underwood? He was on the show.
Mm.
Friend of the pod.
Is he? No, he's not.
He was on the show.
I disown.
No, Colton. He's not a friend of the pod. Yeah. After he was like a crazy person with his.
He put a tracker
ex-girlfriend.
On
yeah,
his car. His
and we just like
car.
Forget. He's like, hey, I'm gay, and we're like, oh, all right.
Kevin Spacey, yes.
Yes, he Kevin Spacey'd. And they should like the community should be really fucking pissed about that shit. Every time somebody uses that. To get out of their other bullshit,
yeah.
They should be like, fuck you. But they didn't. They, coming out, Colton. coming out, Colton, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, this seems like a million steps backward in for that community, right? That like,
oh, yeah.
Colton, you know, he's a bachelor. He's gay. By all accounts, you know, everything that we know, he was gay his whole life, right? And struggling with it.
I knew this early on because my ex-girlfriend dated him.
Really? Mm-hmm. It was the first thing I said when he was on and he said he was a virgin. No offense, but the first thing I said was, he's gay and yeah. he's having trouble. Because it's like, if it's not a religious thing, if you're like, you know, if you're an ugly duckling or something, I get it. But he has been a hot ass football player. You know what I mean? Super popular his yeah. entire life. And it was just kind of like, I don't know, it just didn't happen. You dated Allie Raisman. She was like, hello. So when you hear that and there's no other reason, you're like, what is it? What is it though? Really? What are you struggling with?
Yeah.
So we kind of knew that early on. Roscoe 499. I don't want to cause any trouble and I don't know for sure. Where's Ross Patterson? You said last time in the hospital. Is he okay? Roscoe, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the chat. Yes, Ross is fine. He's recovering. He's been in for a while, but he's getting out this week. And little bit of recovery. Like I said, we're all very vain. So a little bit of recovery before he comes back. But yeah, he's good. And you can get updates from the chat because everybody knows Marley more than I do.
They've pieced a lot together.
They really have.
Good detectives.
And good for them.
Yeah.
Right? And I will say, I didn't do the, like, you know, the weird Instagram post of, like, pray for me, thoughts and prayers, and then be like, don't ask me. I literally was like, this is what's happening. That's all I can tell you. Right? That's all. You don't have to give me anything. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers, nothing. Like, I'm just letting you know this is the situation. So, didn't do all of that. Give you as many updates as I can, and I think I probably have given you quite a bit. But yeah, so coming out, Colton, seems like a major step back for the community because, okay, so he was bachelor, he was gay, now he harassed his girlfriend and was like really crazy harassing his ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then when there was charges brought against him or stuff in the press, he said, oh wait, I'm gay, and then that just kind of went away. And yeah. she was sitting there like, what?
So brave.
Okay. And so everyone was just like into him, and she was like, yeah, I was fucking like harassed for a very long time. Hello. So now, and then he started filming a Netflix special called Coming Out Colton, where he has two like gay mentors that like show him how to be gay. Mm-hmm. And like just give him, you know, entree into the world.
Hooray.
Now, they really pushed this back a lot. Like it was supposed to come out pretty quickly after he came out, right? Yeah. Because it was like, it was the train, that was the train. And they kept pushing it probably for many reasons. One of which being, it's just fucking crazy. Like, it's crazy this day and age to be like, have this like straight dude that's like been gay and doing gay stuff for a long time, like behind the scenes, like mm-hmm. not outwardly, but he's had gay interactions before, you know.
I think so. I would hope so.
He has. Mm-hmm. They have probably been like weird and he had to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
And you know someone that dated him. So mm-hmm. did he tell her, or she was just like, he's just gay?
He just never did anything with her.
He just never did anything.
Yeah.
And the first thing you think, if someone's like, you know, the first thing you think is a girl is like, is it me? And then after a while, you're mm-hmm. like, okay.
No, it's him.
It's not me. So he's done that before. So now we're going to have these like two gay mentors show this gay guy how to be gay. Lord. Anyways, Bob's got it in the queue, along with Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah, for sure. Apparently his dad was like, yeah, I would have preferred he didn't come out to me on camera.
Right.
He was like, yeah, his dad was like a dick about it. He's like, it's fine. I just.
It's whatever. Just give me a sec.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I don't. He's not like, he's not you know, he accepts his son's sexuality, but he was like, really just wish it would have been a family moment.
Yeah, because clearly there was something. They were like very, they were pretty religious, and like the dad at the very least was just like a real hardcore football dude. So
yeah,
at the very least, I'm sure he wasn't against it, but I'm sure he really kind of didn't even talk about it in a great way, right? So he probably his whole life was like, well, you know, I'm not going to tell him, but then comes all the way. Yeah. So I get Craig.
Damn.
Craig. Couldn't quite get to that 100. But in times are tough. Times are tough. He's $99.99. We got a sound effect. Anyways, for my
so long,
our, I know our Jables looking very fire. Thank you, Craig. You always lift my spirits with your compliments and your love, and your money.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
You might not have put that in the right order.
Yeah, sorry. You always lift my spirits with your money.
Also, might have been responsible for Ross's demise.
Could have been. Could have been.
We don't know what happened.
Forced him to
William
go.
Henry Harrison Ross.
What?
He William Henry Harrison Ross.
That's probably something smart people know.
It was a president.
The president that stood out in the rain to give a speech and then
for like an hour
got super sick
and died.
You set me up, Bob. That was bullshit. No, I'm sorry. And I was like about to be like, yeah, no. Then I was like, let me just not do that. The other thing I want you guys to maybe, I'll do some sponsors, but maybe, oh, I'm going to do sponsors. Let's tease the Kanye thing a little bit.
Okay.
And then also I would like you to, if you guys maybe probably know more than me because you're on the interwebs, about this, like the return of JFK Jr.,
that's a QAnon situation.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not that deep.
Yeah, but you know what they were thinking, right? Not in a real way, but do you know? You know.
We can look into.
I'll
this.
Give you time yeah. to look into yeah, it because yeah, yeah. I'm very confused.
And then maybe we talk a little bit about Jack Dorsey stepping down.
Oh yeah.
From Twitter.
Actually, we should get to that probably first.
Okay.
JFK Jr. will be a little blurp. Let me do sponsors sure, though, and you guys get all those what?
Before you get into the sponsor, should we make sure the copy is actually there?
I think I checked. Andrew is our new person that's helping RSLE out. That. There you go, Andrew. That one's in. That one's in. Good for you, buddy. First and foremost, we have ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So Ghostbed, let me say really quick, if you don't know what it is, it's a premier bed in a box delivered to your bed quicker than the other companies, better customer service. They take care of all the drinking bros and the military community. So they also have pillows, sheets, and weighted blankets, which I didn't know. So now through Cyber Monday, which I think you can still do. Yeah. So you can still do today. Is that right? Yes. So if you want to go today and get, it's going to run through today. So till tomorrow, if you, Ghostbed is offering a free weighted blanket with any purchase of $1,000 or more. This is a, $289 value, which is automatically applied to your, it says your car, but I'm guessing the cart. So, which is huge. Like if you, my gosh, it's almost like, you know, like when you hear someone sees a documentary, like they haven't seen a documentary or a movie for the first time and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I could go back and have that feeling. So someone could get their first ghost bed with an adjustable base and get a weighted blanket and they could have it like in a week and a half and get into that situation and be so blown away by the comfy, cozy, cooling, amazing product. I would I really envy anyone who's going to have that for the first time. So right now, you can also get 40% off that bundle if you get the mattress and the adjustable base. So use code Drinking Bros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, or you can get 30, I mean, they have so many deals, but you can also get 30% off whatever you order. If you don't want to order a lot of stuff, you can get 30% off with the code Drinking Bros. So just go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They're going to have all of the deals right there for ya. Next up we have Cardomax energy intensifier. They've got some new flavors, guys. So we have been pushing the blue raspberry pink lemonade in the past. Now we have grape energy, which if you guys remember from our last liquid energy, grape was the shit. So grape and watermelon, I kind of like grape anything. But as I said before, ditch the gas station energy drinks and overpriced coffee. Cardomax Energy Intensifier will give you the clean, great-tasting boost your day needs. Cardomax Energy Intensifier uses the least amount of ingredients as possible to give you the most amount of boost of energy, of BCAAs, of B12, B6, B3. And so there's not all that junk. It's just good stuff that's going to give you good, clean energy. And it now comes in four great flavors instead of two. So blue raspberry, pink lemonade, grape, and watermelon. Cardomax is offering Ross Patterson Revolution an exclusive offer of 30% off your next four orders. Go to cardomax.com and use promo code Nooners. That is CARDOMAX.com and use promo code Nooners and you will get 30% off your next four orders. That's cardomax.com, helping you achieve your max. Next up, we have one of my favorites. Since we're doing it live, maybe we can show a picture, which I do like doing, of Hello Tushy, one of my favorite products because it allows me to what? Talk about poopy time. I don't normally like to talk about poopy time. I don't like pee-pee poopy humor, but this is serious. I don't think we talk about enough. Just the primitive old school way of wiping poop off your body with dry paper that breaks apart. I mean, what are we doing anymore? So I want to give my friends and family something more memorable than a gift card this holiday. I want to give them, a futuristic, amazing, modern, is that up? Modern, sleek-looking way to clean poop and things and everything off of their butt. It's a bidet, okay? Hello Tushy is a bidet, but it's the bidet of the future. You don't need any plumbing. There's no, like, it's really easy to install. Ross did ours, if that makes you feel any better. You don't need any tools, any plumbing, nothing. You literally just put it on. It looks amazing. Hello Tushy. It washes your bum with fresh water for a way better clean than toilet paper. Like I said, simply spray and pat dry, attaches to your existing toilet. So give the gift of a clean bum to yourself or your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping now at hellotushy.com/revolution. You can tag Hello Tushy on social media so that they can celebrate your clean bum. That's hellotushy.com/revolution for 10% off and free shipping. This is the kind of thing that you like bring people in to the, especially around the holidays, bring people into the bathroom and be like, check this out. Check out this Hello Tushy. Doesn't it look amazing? Or when people go in there, they're going to be like, what is that? Like, cute little thing on your toilet. And we're going to be like, that's how you're going to clean your butt. That's right, Sean. Still talking about poops and butts, okay? One last thing. If you get poop on your skin, let's say you get poop, I have kids, whatever, you get poop on your hand, how are you washing that off? Okay? What's the best way to get that poop off of your skin? You're going to just take a dry piece of paper and rub it on there?
Take outside, get some tree bark.
Yeah, mine as well.
Scrape it off.
Mine as well. Or you can use water, which is what you first, I mean, instinctually, like, that's what you would do, right? So let's just stop with all this.
The essence of life.
You what?
The essence of life, water.
Water. That's right. It's not a water commercial. It's poop. Okay. Hello, Tushy. They love my ad reads. They really do. I get in trouble all the time, but I can't say enough. Anyway, okay, so let's get into how sad Kanye is real quick. So Kanye is going off the deep end. Or once again, he's like a Demi Gelato. I don't know if he's the smartest person in the world. I'm not sure. But anyway, he showed up to this mission or some kind of service, which is what he does, right? Sunday service, showing up at missions and,
sure,
you know, talking about, he's usually just like playing music and talking about the Lord. But today he felt like these people needed to know and cared about his tragic stage 5 clinger, weird BS. So do we have this audio?
Yeah.
This was over the weekend, correct?
Should have the audio, yeah.
Yeah.
Be redeemed. In all these relationships, we've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've publicly done things that were not acceptable as a husband. But right now, today, for whatever reason, I didn't know I was going to be standing right here. I didn't know I was going to be in front of this mic. But I'm here to change that narrative. I'm not letting E write the narrative of my family. I'm not letting Hulu write the narrative of my family. I'm not letting Disney write the narrative of my family. I am the priest of my home. I am the priest of my home. I am the priest of my home. I have to be next to my children as much as possible. So when I'm out the house, I got a house right next to
them.
Is there
a fast forward?
I'm doing everything. But when the kingdom, when God is being influenced and see that they can overcome.
That's the clip I got. Let me see what else we got here.
So he's talking about wanting to get back with Kim. I'm going to do everything in my power to get my family back and right the wrongs that I've committed. And it's just like this sad, weird, long rant that I just feel like if he didn't have money, he would be like the most tragic, crazy person. But is that why we like him? I don't know.
If he didn't have money, he wouldn't have been with Kim Kardashian.
He what?
He wouldn't have been with Kim Kardashian if he didn't have money.
He wouldn't have been with her.
Yeah. It's more of a front. It's not really a relationship.
But do these people, I mean, do these people give a shit? Who is he talking to?
Dude, he's at like some church service. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a J-Lo thing where it's like, who are you talking to? Who wants to hear this? You have put everybody in the middle of your BS. But, you know, I don't know what's going to come of this. He's supposed to be with some model. She's with Pete Davidson. Now look.
Talk about a guy who's just kind of stumbled into all success.
You know.
Failed upwards.
Yes, I think talent-wise, he can be kind of funny sometimes.
No, he can't be.
He can't be ever.
He has zero talent in his body.
Now, but here's the other thing. He has to have something. We can't just fucking write him off
right,
and be
hog.
Like, what is going on?
He's a giant dick.
Well, that doesn't get him a job.
That can't be it. That can't be it, right? Is that really it?
And his dad died in 9/11. That's it.
But look, having a big hog, having a baguette, makes you there's other things that come along with that as far as confidence and how you act, right? It's big dick energy is a fucking real thing, right? You don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What people think.
He clearly has never given a shit.
Mm-mm.
I mean, actually, I know he was having like anxiety breakdowns or whatever a couple of years ago because he like, yeah, Dan doesn't care because he was like not used to the fame or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. And he like, I'm taking medication. And
yeah. But now.
Dad died. <It's just joking.
laughs> Bro, that was 20 years ago. Get over it.
Get over it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, he was having a little, there was a moment, right, where it was like, oh, tragic Pete, right? And now it's just like, we can't just write it off. Like, we can't just deny it anymore. We can't just be like, oh, Lord, right? We have to give some kind of credence to this guy. We have to at least be like, what is it? What is it?
He's just like a slut that chicks like to fuck.
He is. And he's also just very, like, non-offensive, I guess, to, like, I remember when he was doing the Jake Paul fight and he was talking shit about Jake Paul, but when he got to the room with Jake Paul, he was kind of like sucking his dick.
Yeah, he's just like a little bitch kind of.
Yeah. He's a little bitch, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It could also be the classic, which girls don't like to admit this, but the classic thing of if a guy doesn't really pursue you and doesn't really care,
mm-hmm.
that's the hottest person in the room.
And he is absolutely, totally unimpressed by Kim Kardashian.
Seems like.
At least he presents himself that way. I actually think he's hyper.
Of course, he's like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
But you know it, like, after the SNL, you know, after they were out on SNL, they went to the off party. I'm guessing, if I'm going to give him any kind of credit, it's that he does the I don't give a shit thing. I'm not even actually seeing you. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm guessing he does that really well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember The Game? Remember that book, The Game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys read it?
No, the rapper. I'm familiar with his work.
I'm sure you are, Delco. But did you ever read that? It was like...
No.
You didn't read The Game?
No.
Just for fun?
No. Because I don't manipulate women.
Yeah, but it was just funny. I don't want to be manipulated either, but I read it because it was ridiculous. But I will say there were some good points in there. Because that's what he does. He goes up to the circle of girls. He picks the one that he wants, Kim Kardashian, and ignores the shit out of her.
Yeah.
And with someone like her, that's what you have to do, right? You have to not fucking care because everyone cares. You have to do what everyone isn't doing.
See, I'm way more impressed, a billion times more impressed, by Colin Jost landing Scarlett Johansson than I am with anything Pete Davidson's done.
Yes and no. Like, I see he's in charge. He's head writer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit dorky. Hot, but kind of dorky.
Yeah.
In real life. Like, not the most, like, you know?
Yeah.
Personality-wise, she's okay, but, like, insanely hot, right? So, and a chuckle chaser, so loves comedians.
Has kids with Ryan Reynolds.
Sure.
Or a kid, maybe. Definitely does one.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to fact check that. Really? Yes, it is very impressive, but the more you like talk to them or get, you know, hear interviews with him and her. Three?
Yeah.
With what?
Three daughters between Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds.
But oh my God.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, no. He has three kids with Lively.
Blake Lively, yeah.
But they did date and they were engaged.
Okay, he has three kids, but I think she does have a kid with him.
I don't think they have any kids.
I think she had her first kid with Jost just now.
Or, yeah, I guess that's the case. If they just had a kid, yeah.
She did just have a kid with him. Maybe. Maybe you're right. Now, so I am impressed with that too, but like there's something that you can wrap your head around with Colin Jost, which is like being in charge like that, right? He's a good looking guy and he is like head writer at SNL. There is a lot of cachet that goes with that. Right? There's a lot that's sexy.
My only question is like, what is the downfall of, like, what is wrong with Ryan Reynolds? Because he seems perfect.
He does seem perfect.
Just didn't work.
He just seems like there's nothing wrong with him. Like, he has a great sense of humor. He's a good looking dude.
Because like, I think she's not
self-aware. He's got a lot of like business ventures outside of acting.
Yeah, but he's fine. He's with Blake.
Right, but I'm just saying, like,
I think he met her pretty close after not like breaking it off with Scarlett Johansson. I think the equation with them with Scarlett Johansson is quite boring.
True. But is Ryan Reynolds the most like universally accepted like celebrity out there right now?
I think so.
Probably.
I think that's why the feud with him and Hugh Jackman is hilarious because they both are, right? In their own right. nobody hates them.
And they're both friends, and they just
They're just like the sweetest, no controversy guys fighting with each other. It's pretty funny.
And fucking Reynolds owns a soccer team with Rob McElhenney.
That's right.
Yeah, he's boys with him
and Jin, and like just everything.
I'm waiting for him to pop into an episode of Always Sunny.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he should. They have a podcast.
They did. They're already number one. They already passed Joe Rogan.
I mean, they were number one like as soon as they started, right?
They don't even try either. It's just them bullshitting for 30 minutes. And it is entertaining, but...
God. What losers. They should talk about tackle serious issues like us, right? They were just bullshitting for a half an hour? Fuck them. Yeah. Are you still trying to figure out if they have a kid?
They don't. They were just married.
Oh, okay.
She had one
previous... Oh, they were married. So yeah. They had... He's divorced.
She is twice divorced. This is her third marriage. She had a kid with some French guy.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Very Natalie Portman of you. haven't had time to listen in the past 2 weeks. Is Ross dead? I'm not even responding to that.
Yeah. Who are these people in the chat? Where you been?
Can you help these people out? Nooners? Thank you.
We need a bot that's just like...
It's usually Giorgio that's just like, yep. But anyway. And then I need you guys... I know you don't want to. I know you don't want to do this. Oh, wait. What were we... Kanye?
We were talking Kanye. You wanted to talk JFK Jr.
Yeah, but you guys want... Oh, Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey.
Sorry. Yeah. We'll go Dorsey, and then if we have time, you guys can sort of explain to me what the organization we won't name thought exactly was going to happen with JFK Jr. coming back.
Okay.
What was the
Q thing?
Yeah, the real thought.
What's the payoff?
Mm. No, just what? Why would he do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Why?
Sean seems to be an expert. You can come over here, Sean. And
oh,
maybe
you
can
know
break
what?
Down.
You know, huh?
Sean is for sure part of Q.
Yeah, Sean.
We're not going to have any opinions on it, Sean. I just need to know what they were
just
thinking.
Just facts. We just want facts,
just
Sean.
Just the facts about their thinking behind the one of the sexiest, most thirsty men alive just deciding to go off the face of the earth until the exact year where he would look his worst. Okay. So Jack Dorsey's stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he wants to stepping down from Twitter. He's saying he wants to
kind of focus on Square as a kind of transition into crypto.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Square's still a thing?
Square is like huge.
Yeah, it's his moneymaker.
Square
never made him money.
No.
Isn't Venmo like trumping it a little bit?
It is part of that.
It's what?
It's all under
it's
the,
all
same
the same
umbrella.
Oh, okay, then yeah, perfect.
I think Square is PayPal, Venmo. It's all kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Square is. It's funny for how much he absolutely hurt the world with
Twitter.
Square was actually quite great for like small businesses and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he was one of those that was just like, I'm canceling out. Especially if you're doing that many things and you have that much money, like you do have to do some canceling out stuff.
Or wait, no, he works for. He developed Cash App as well. Maybe Square is part of Cash App, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Square and Cash App are the same. Venmo is PayPal, yeah.
Okay. So he's saying that he wants to step down for that reason.
Sure.
Why do you guys think he is?
Probably that. I mean, he's...
Really, that?
He's never really found a way to monetize Twitter or, make it a profitable endeavor.
Right.
But I don't think that's why I don't think he's stepping down because he's like, oh, it's not making me money. He is. So Zuckerberg wants to change the world in a way, but like in a weird, creepy way where he's like the king of it. It feels like.
Yeah. Zuckerberg wants everyone to wear VR headsets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go into or the those metaverse, glasses. Yeah.
Which I don't fully grasp what the metaverse is, but I want to destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will.
I want to take all my effort. The way Dan has a feeling for pedophiles and everything and how he wants to just like get rid of them. Mm-hmm. I want to destroy the metaverse.
Perfect. And you just need to figure out how.
I'm going to take it down.
Yeah. You need to figure out what it is and then you'll take
it
down.
I need to figure out what it is exactly first. That's step one.
You need to go to the internet and put in www. No. So
Dorsey, though, he wants to make the world like a bet, like an actual like better place. He's like one of those tech guys that's like, I'm here to like, yeah, improve the world.
Which I don't actually hate Jack Dorsey because he's never had like a negative impact on my life, like day to day. Zuckerberg has, like, he is physically, he has caused me to lose jobs because of actions he's done. Yeah.
With the actions he's done?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I remember one like example. 2016, Facebook lied about all their video numbers when everybody was pivoting to video and just caused a complete industry-wide crackdown and just like so many people lost their jobs because of the
and you couldn't get
Facebook numbers.
You couldn't get another job somewhere else within the industry.
Well, I've already, I mean, I already hated Zuck.
Right.
So I do see how he's a little bit different. I don't know what is more destructive, right? Like just being oblivious to what you're doing or knowing what you're doing. Which one?
They outright lied about numbers. Just they like pumped up their numbers. Sure. Just so people would actually.
But then is it more destructive to be like Dorsey and just be like oblivious to the destruction that you're causing?
I don't think he's oblivious to it, but I think he knows that Twitter is like broken, and the only way to fix it is he can't do it. So maybe he thinks someone else can do it, but he also doesn't want to shut it down.
Right. So it's not that like something is coming that he doesn't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
We don't think so. Okay.
No.
He literally is just like, bro, I've tried.
Yeah.
Like I can't.
He wants to put all his energy. Because he's like the Eastern spiritual guy and shit.
Sure.
He wants to put all his energy into positive things.
And so who did he appoint? Is it anybody of note or anyone?
He had a fun tweet.
The guy that is taking over. Is that real? It looked like when I saw that tweet, I was like, somebody.
Like he said, off the top of my head, I believe it was like, if we can't differentiate the Muslims and extremists, we can't tell the difference between white people and racist.
And
or
racist,
something.
Yeah. That was fun. And now I might get back on Twitter. Yeah.
That's what it is. If they're not going to make a distinction between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists? Although I will say about this, it's all in quotes.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's quoting someone.
Is that a Twitter thing? If you put it in quotes, then it's not really yours.
Well, it makes me think he probably believes that, but probably didn't say it.
The quote's from a Daily Show episode, I believe.
Oh, okay. That sounds like Trevor Noah.
This would have been still when
Stewart. That would be Jon Stewart, yeah.
But
that was Jon Stewart?
It was probably, it wouldn't surprise me if it was a correspondent that said it.
Okay.
But either way, yeah. He was basically like,
so he's coming out guns a-blazing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first tweet?
This is just a tweet people dug up of it.
Oh, dug up.
Yeah.
Dug up. Who among us?
Right. We've all got tweets.
Even Twitter. Even the new CEO or whatever it is of Twitter has old tweets.
Yeah.
That's too meta for me. I can't even really go down that. Maybe that's the...
Don't say meta. Not in front of
me. Oh, sorry.
Triggers Dan.
Damn it. That's why he did that.
It's that stupid fucking commercial.
That's
with the
why
tiger
he did it.
Yeah.
Because people are going to say it like that.
Yeah.
What's the verse that you wanted to find out what it was?
Metaverse.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. They just rebranded because of all that shit that came out about them.
Don't say it.
Like they immediately released a new name. Like, what was it? Like 3 days after all that like 60 Minutes report.
Yes. All right. So then I think we'll end on Sean. This is your day. This is your time.
Oh, are we talking about Q?
Oh Lord, we just got shut down.
Come in the frame, Sean.
No,
people
no.
need to see who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, just a little bit this way, bud.
You need to own your takes with your face.
Just a little bit that way.
There
so
you go. Grab the mic.
So here's, you know, I don't pay a lot of attention to the, I mean, at this point, to Q stuff. I just
don't either.
Right?
Sometimes you kind of stumble into it. Like the whole JP Morgan might have sunk the Titanic thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a Q thing until like someone told me.
Exactly. And so, you know, sometimes when I'm bored and I want life to be exciting, sure. I'll kind of just be like, what weird thing are these people doing to make life exciting?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The QAnon people are fun. So like they just believe in a lot of crazy shit.
Now refer to it as we.
Yeah, we're
fun really bunch. Fun. I had to work so I couldn't drive down to Dallas to like wait for, because all these people thought that JFK was coming back and he was going to be the vice president to Trump, and they're going to reinstate Trump as president.
Okay, and this is something that Q, who I guess is still putting stuff out?
I guess so. They
even though we know who it is and everything?
Yeah, they believe a lot of crazy stuff. One of the things I saw was they think Keith Richards is JFK, but he was MK Ultra.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so the thought behind JFK, and it's JFK Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, now, how do they... Why did he fake his own death in the first place?
Well, they think the government might have scrambled his brain with MK Ultra. And I vaguely know what this is. I've only kind of, because it's QAnon's pretty stupid.
Sure.
And it's a big psyop. It's the
sure.
It's a fake conspiracy to make conspiracy theorists look crazy.
I'll go with that.
I can get down with that.
I'll
I can
go
get
with
down
that.
With Q is actually, yeah, a co.
Yes.
Yeah, psyop. Big time.
Well,
now listen, I'm for that. I have said that before because, you know, even if something is really happening, if you have AJ, if you have Alex Jones or whatever say it, then people are just like, meh. And they don't
discredit it.
You discredit it because it's so insane. So I have everything that you've said that I can go with, right?
Yes.
Of the idea that, like, that's the way to bury stuff is to put it out in a really crazy way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Like, the word conspiracy theory was created by the CIA to make people, like, if they're like, oh, that guy's a conspiracy theorist, so no one will listen to them.
Then you don't listen to them.
Yeah, you never, this is so you don't question the government or whatever.
Absolutely right. Okay. So, do we have internet? Do you have internet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think we're still on.
Okay. So, yeah, they may have just completely shut down everything once we started talking about that. But if we're still on, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, so they're thinking that he faked his own death. No, that the government killed him? I'm just trying to get, like, the whole...
Killed who?
I'm just wondering the thought... If there's a big group of people waiting for JFK Jr. to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like backtrack it to what they thought happened.
There's no logic.
Is he like Jesus?
Well, but there has to be some logic, huh?
Is he Jesus? Just rising?
Yeah, like, or so they're saying that, do you know like what they thought happened?
No.
No, okay. You don't know.
I didn't go too deep into
this
one.
You didn't go too deep. So that's the first place I go is, okay, if it's this big group of people waiting for him, how do they explain what happened?
Oh, I guess somebody in the chat said faked his death to revenge his dad's death.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Which is, that's the playbook.
I guess.
That's what I heard.
That's how you do it.
That's what I heard. So then I want to break that down of.
This is why they're fun.
This is why they're really fun.
Yeah.
Because they don't actually go into it, but I want to break down if you really, really think about it. So JFK Jr. was, like I said, one of the thirstiest, you know, men, rich, well-to-do, had everything at his fingertips. Family was fun, rich, famous. He, you know, rollerbladed and whatever all around New York without a shirt for years. Okay, he needed, he loved the limelight, loved it. So what you're telling me, right, or not you, I'm referring to you.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're not saying it, but we all know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're telling me is that this guy would decide to fake his own death, go under the radar, miss all of the, like, fun, you know, Kennedy stuff and limelight stuff, and he would be a daddy. I mean, he would be, like, the daddy, Botox, filler, you know what I mean? All the things that he wasn't really doing before. TRT, whatever. So he missed all of that. Didn't do anything in that time. Didn't avenge, right? Didn't get anything done.
Unless he's Keith Richards, then he's a rock star.
Sean, damn it. So he didn't do anything in that time, right? To avenge the death.
You're laying in wait.
Right, just laying in wait, not doing anything. Am I going to come back in the year like Y2K? No. Too easy, right? Too too simple. Am I going to come back like 2010? No.
Not ready.
Not ready. I still look good. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back in 2021. God, looking, how old would he be? Anyone? There's no way.
He was born in 60, right?
JFK Jr.?
Yeah.
I think he must have been, right?
Yes, he was born in 60. So he'd be 60. 61.
So he's going to come back at 60 with none of the things that, right?
Yeah.
None of the glory, none of the fun stuff that he fucking loved.
Beware of the fury of the patient man.
Dude, the long game, dude. The long game. Okay. Makes sense, right, guys?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So far, everything checks out?
So far, that sounds about right,
spot
right?
The lie.
Yeah. And then... what is he going to do now? Sorry, he's going to come back
president
and be
for Trump.
He was going to announce that he was going to be Trump's vice president when Trump is reinstated into office by someone.
This is so fun. I wish.
So he was supposed.
That
to,
I was into this.
He was supposed to reveal himself at 12:30 p.m. on the whatever anniversary of his dad's death. They were all
there. It was like candles. It was like. That's what kind of caught my eye. I was like, what are these? What kind of fucking rally is this?
Yeah.
How do you know he didn't come back, but the lamestream media didn't report on it?
That's
did
true.
Did you say lamestream?
Yes.
He just did. Yeah.
Cut his mic.
I will.
Just kidding. No, I'm just joking. Okay, so what? He was supposed to come back?
At 12:30 p.m. That's when he was supposed to come. That's when Kenny was shot. Everyone there recited the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't show up for an hour, and everyone left. But there were a few people that was like, oh, no, he's actually going to come during
still
the Rolling
coming.
Stone concert later tonight.
There's people still there, probably.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be a couple stragglers that are like, nope, it's still happening. Oh, God. How much easier would life be, you guys? If
I would
that
have
was
Grandpa.
Like the stuff that we could worry about and think about and get behind.
Yeah.
How easy is your life that's something?
I was telling Dan yesterday, he mentioned that... What? Oh, I was telling
Only
Dan
to
yesterday
see you.
That... he mentioned John Ashcroft, Bush's attorney general. Like, when he took over, he covered up the boob on Lady Justice in the office. And I was like,
right.
Man, that's the culture war I miss.
Yep.
That's the culture war that I want to be in.
That's the stuff I want to think about, worry about, stress about, right? Just be like, let's just go to the park, you know? Like, you never know. He could be. He could. What if he does and we're not there? Right? JFK Jr. He'd be a fucking daddy. That's why I would go. He would be a daddy.
He could have had, like, so...
Oh, he could have an underground layer, all the stem cells. Maybe.
The amount of just marriages he could have ruined.
Oh. Like Nantucket Summers or whatever. Like, you're trying to tell me he missed all that shit.
A Kennedy doesn't walk away from that.
Nope. So he missed the Arnold years. He could have fucking chilled with Arnold, dude.
Yeah.
No way. They're just injecting him with adrenochrome until that day when they're going to reveal him.
Now, here we go. Now, that would be great. If he comes back just like looks the fucking same. He's gotten all of the best state-of-the-art bullshit. Now, okay. Okay. Now that I would have gone for. All right, guys. I mean, thank you. Thank you for the explanation. Again, I wish life was that interesting. I really do. But it's not really. It's quite boring with a couple just a couple times of fun shit, weird stuff, tragedy. Peppered in a good dinner.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Nice little get together with friends where we just talk shit about Bob's baby the whole time.
See, that's why I never believe any of these like conspiracies, because it's hard enough to get a dinner party together.
Seriously.
Let alone.
That's what I always say. Try telling one of your friends something, right? And tell them, don't tell anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, anything was ever under wraps for an amount of time, that's the only thing I can't get behind, where it's like, they covered this up for this amount of time. It just doesn't work that way. Like, there is always somebody that's going to have a conscience or gossip or tell somebody or get with a chick that they tell. That's always the thing. They tell some fucking lady that they're fucking, and then she, you know, then she has to be offed like Marilyn.
It's always the pillow talk.
Do what?
It's always the pillow talk.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always a woman that's going to take down the empire. You're welcome. Sad? Powerful? Just harness that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just harness it. Anyway, love you guys. Thank you for helping me through the show. Thank you for listening, commenting, rating, reviewing, all the things you do to keep us afloat. And yeah, Ross is on the mend. Hopefully, I don't know, might get a little appearance before the holidays. That would be good. Have fun today, guys. Are you going live with that or is it stacked?
Ross asked us to stack it.
Stack it.
So that'll be Sunday night. And then we'll probably go live.
So you're not going live today again?
No, we are. But probably at like 3 or 4.
All right. Well, yeah. Have fun.
Yep.
You're the best. Giorgio, you missed a banger.
Giorgio.
Welcome. There he is. Oh.
Welcome.
He's like, what? He's like, Sean was in my seat? Yeah, no, we were talking about conspiracies. We needed his expertise.
He is the expert in conspiracy theories.
He really is.
I knew once you gave me the cliff notes of today's show that it was going to be a banger.
It's going to be a banger.
Pretty sad I missed
Everyone
it.
Everyone loved it. No, you're good. We'll see you Thursday. Love you guys and good afternoon.